views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. You know the routine. We explore our interconnected world every Tuesday right here on the Dr. Julie Show with some of our world's leading visionaries and experts, helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. I invite you to sit back, take a few deep breaths, and relax and enjoy the show today. We're going to talk about portals and consciousness and many different realms and ideas about these things. I've kind of stepped through a portal and feel called to share and reflect on my experience with you. But first, I really want to tell you, I have stepped into this land of no time and no space. Literally, I've been in a place for the last couple of calendar weeks where there was no clock and no calendar. It disappeared. And it was really a peculiar time. I was very disconnected from technology and the world. And at the same time, I was completely connected. And life as I knew it just really took a whole new, it was taken into a whole new direction. It was quite incredible. So here on the Dr. Julie Show, where all things are connected, we're going to explore that, the connection and the disconnection simultaneously. And I'm going to explain more in just a minute. But first, I want to bring you in with my guest, David Eisen, our producer, this master of creative consciousness, this musical genius. Hello, David.
Hey there, Julie. It's really nice to talk to you today.
Oh, thank you. Welcome to our show. I have no idea where we're going to take this one, but we've had so much moving, just in the world as well. I just got a message from one of my cousins, and their world is moving in a whole new way, where my uncle is going home on hospice care again. And I've had this whole portal of life and death all around me the last couple of weeks as I spent some precious time with my dad, who just recently transitioned last week. But first, David, I just want to talk about the technology, which is I was so completely connected in with the universe. And at the same time, we had really poor cell service. I was in the middle of the desert in Utah with my dad and stepmom and three sisters. And in their home, they had a landline, which we really needed to keep clear for medical calls and family calls and what have you. And I had this really poor cell service connection. And we had really poor wireless internet connection. So really, literally, my calendar and my clock time and everything totally disappeared. My connection with the world disappeared, and yet I felt so completely connected. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I do. I have an idea about what you're talking about. And I think that, well, I don't know, there's a lot to say about all of that, you know. We the time that we live in now requires all of these technologies and all these mediums, you know, these social media and and different kinds of mediums for us to maintain our connection and maintain our conversation. And so it used to be that connection and that conversation occurred, you know, in your neighborhood, you know, it occurred in your city, in your town. And now these conversations and these connections are literally global. They're global. And that's amazing.
You know, that I'm glad you said that, because I've really been pondering that local global connection and disconnection as well, because literally I felt so much more connected, even without the technology, to my global friends, and they were there for me, and I was connected, and I felt supported and loved. And yet, even locally, I was so far away from my home. When I returned, I still don't feel reintegrated into my own hometown with my local peeps. So it was really a peculiar thing.
Well, you know, of course, you and I are connected in many, many ways, and I encouraged you to post on our very large Facebook worlds, both yours and mine, and on our groups that we have developed, Creative Consciousness, Creative Connections, and, you know, Celebrating Come Together, as well as your personal page and my page. And I encouraged you to actually post what you were going through as your father not only transitioned, but as you were experiencing the medical profession's influence on the dying process and all the changes that your family were going through, and then finally the decision to actually move your father all the way back home, so he could die, pass, peacefully with his family, as opposed to in some horrifying hospital environment. So you wrote these really clear and cogent and heartfelt and personal pieces about that and put them up on social media. And I would just suggest that your global support thing that you were just talking about was made possible by that, by you doing that. And even if you weren't connected physically via the social media, because your words and your story had gone out into the noosphere, as we call it, or the collective, I think that surrounded you, that you were held. And that holding and those hands and loving arms that were supporting you and your family came there because of the technology.
Yeah, I think that is a really important piece of the journey, as far as being held and still feeling the connection, even when I was only on social media for just a few minutes every day when I could post. And you're right, those the words and the ability to just share from that heart space out into the noosphere literally created this energetic cocoon around me. Even when I couldn't get online, I felt it. And literally, those messages and the thoughts and prayers of love that were surrounding us were literally waiting there for me when I would connect. And I, you know, I'd have an inbox full of really beautiful messages and then people posting and connecting and commenting. And that part was, that was really an important part of the process. I totally agree with you on that. And I really do need to thank you for encouraging me to do that, because finding that voice was really an important part of the journey for me. So I'm so glad I did that.
Yeah, you're welcome. But you know, the, if I may, the point was that that we can do both things. We can have these local experiences, which are daily and minute by minute, and then with understanding, you know, of the function of the technology, and a realistic outlook on it, as opposed to some other non-realistic outlook. We can actually do what you did, and the technology can create that global interactive container, you know.
Yeah.
And that's,
you know,
awesome.
It was an and both integration in the technology. We're going to talk more about that and both birth and death and this portal of consciousness. When we come back, we need to take a break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. Stay with us. We're going to talk about some really important things today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Krall. I'm visiting today with our producer, David Ice, and we've been talking about a lot of things, connection and disconnection, but really the integration and the and both of this process. We were briefly talking about technology, and I spent a couple weeks in the middle of Utah, and I was really literally disconnected technologically. However, there were some other things, David, that I really want to introduce here, because the and both integration piece was really important in my experience there as well. The communicating with my friends via technology was important. But here's another piece. You know, we talked, my dad passed. He was sent home on hospice, and we journeyed and literally drove 11 and a half hours in the car with him, took him home so he could be in his own home. And it was a beautiful experience. And one of the things that I really learned, it was such a powerful experience, was when I found myself at my father's deathbed in my limited, finite self, in my role as daughter, and knowing he was passing, there was pain and suffering and resistance. And there was this moment in time, I wrote about this experience, and I encourage listeners to go read about that on the Facebook page. Look up All Things Connected and go find it there, because it's there. But what I found, David, was when I was in that place, I had this beautiful moment of remembrance of giving birth to my first child. And literally, the whole portals of the universe opened. I got into this very mystical place. And I was just really given this beautiful gift of seeing the labor and delivery process with my son and seeing it with my father in the same way, in that moment of him needing to deliver himself, him doing this by himself. And when that all opened up to me, I really shifted into my essential self. I moved from the limited, finite daughter to this eternal, infinite essence of who I was. And everything made sense, and I could get into this really beautiful place of peace and sit back and assist in a more cosmic, energetic, supportive place and allow him to pass from that place. And it was really peculiar. I shared that experience with you. Do you have any comments about that?
Of course I do. And we have been doing a lot of work, you and I, in our various worlds and together, on what we're now calling the portal of consciousness. And I think what you're describing is a beautiful and functional example of a portal of consciousness. In other words, here is a particular set of circumstances. Your father's passing, the familial responsibilities, all of the people involved, the decision to not continue treatment in the hospital, the 11-hour drive to take the sacred father home to the sacred home you know, to the living home, and then all of the emotional circumstances that are surrounding all of that. And you and I both know that all kinds of familial dynamics are occurring inside of these conditions. And a great deal of those dynamics have to do with family members not choosing to participate in the activity of we would call it the letting go of and allowing the person to pass. The family members continue to hold on, and in their essence of holding on, that passes over to the person who is in fact trying to pass over. And what you did was observe and look at those circumstances all, and I got a picture of the totality of the circumstances. And all of those circumstances ultimately come down to the various connections and relationships between all the parties involved. And you, rather than getting embroiled in the familial dynamic that is based upon the attachment, right, and the desire for the person not to die, for them to stay, you chose to step outside of that dynamic and observe the circumstances that were producing all of those emotions. And by choosing to step outside of that, you then created the energetic exchange that you just described. And I would suggest that energetic exchange, the presence of your understanding of the beauty of letting go, that energy translated and moved across the landscape, if you will, of all the different circumstances and allowed for the letting go to actually occur. So let me just ask you a question, but I just want to say this one thing, that making a decision like that is acting on the portal of consciousness. The portal of consciousness is the sum total of the circumstances that you find yourself in, and then one recognizes all of those circumstances and makes a choice like you did, which is a monumental choice to make. So how do you feel about my description like that?
Well, you know, I do see it as a choice. And so when we're talking about, you know, when I was reflecting on my father's life and his work, it was work of the soul. He had to let go and move through that narrow portal and deliver himself. He had to do the death part. But me, myself as well, I had to do the same thing from that place of observation. When I sat back, I literally made the choice then to practice that and to step back. And so it really was a choice.
And that's what so for me and for us, if you will, the portal of consciousness is there. And it's like a constant opportunity, and this type of opportunity is waiting for you to choose. And the thing that you choose creates an action, and then the implementation of that action brings forward a very particular result. And that is what I feel you're describing in your stepping outside experience, stepping back experience, and then by doing so, creating the energy form that allows your you know, your father to let go.
Yeah, you know, in that moment when I literally made the energetic choice to step away, I moved from the bedside to a recliner that was in the corner of the room. Oh. And just sat there for a little bit, and the hospice nurse that was there, in her palliative wisdom, it was like, all of a sudden, it was like, oh, this is the moment. I need to really invite them all to step away. And in that wisdom came the transition. It had to happen in that way. So we need to take a quick break. And when we do, we're going to talk more about the portal of consciousness and some of the choices we're making. So this is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. When we come back, we'll talk more. Thanks for staying with us.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. I have our producer, David Eisen, with us. We've been talking about portals of consciousness and just really started to warm up to the choice of letting go and that transition of really being conscious and choosing to let go. And we're talking about my father's death. And David, you asked me
Go ahead, Julie.
I was just going to say, you were asking me about what your comments and what they felt like to me. And I, you know, the one piece that was really a sacred moment was, you know, everyone was there, and we were all, I have three sisters, so there was six of us in the room plus two hospice people. And the ability to really fully surrender into that is a really important piece of this. And I'll give you an example. One of my sisters, the hospice people literally stepped in and asked us. They said earlier in the evening to speak with our dad and to let him know it's okay to go. It's okay to go. And I observed one of my sisters saying, it's okay to leave your body. It's okay to let go of your body. It's okay to let go of your body. And it was such a peculiar, I'm using that word a lot today. Sorry about that, folks. But it was this really surreal moment when I could see, literally see her hanging on to his essence and whatever's beyond the body and saying it's okay to let the body go, in this same way that we've done this disembodied consciousness on our planet for a while. You know, we go into meditation to connect with this higher realm, and we leave the body, and then we come back to the body and we go, okay, here we are again, let's go on with life. And all of that was shown to me in so many different dimensions. I can't even put them into words yet. But when I could help her to say, you're only giving him permission to leave his body, but you're really not completely and fully letting go. And that seemed to be a turning point for us all.
That's so fascinating. And also, I think what's really interesting is the hospice personnel recognizing your movement, the physical movement from the bed to the reclining chair, which you made that movement in direct response to the choice that we've been discussing through the portal of consciousness. And what is really significant to me is the hospice personnel recognizing that you had made an energetic choice, and that choice manifested itself physically as you moved from one location to another within the container of the energetic space. And then I would suggest that your movement of that, coupled with their recognition of it, is what changed the dynamic. And then when your sister was encouraging her father, you know, and your father to let go of the body, that's such an incomplete place to start. Yes, I mean, that's a very incomplete place to start. And so somehow that was shifted. And how do you, you know, say a little bit more about that shifting of that?
You know, that, thank you for that invitation, because when I stepped away and went into the recliner, the dynamic, you know, the hospice nurse intuited that. And a few minutes later, then she said, you know, I'm going to invite you all to go rest in the other room. I'll let you know if there's any changes, and I'll have you come back. But really, you have to let go. And she consciously invited us to be out of the space, out of, so he could not hear us and that we were not touching him. And, you know, and she said, I'm going to turn down the lights and dim that. And he has this peaceful music going, which was David Eisen's musical body program. And actually, no, it was the chakra sound system, the harmonizer playing in the background. It was beautiful. And when we went into the other room then, I could literally have that conversation. You know, my sister did not want to leave him and did not want to miss anything. And, you know, it was like she really, in her beautiful heart, wanted to be right there supporting him and really believed that's what she was doing, you know. And when she could finally, when we could talk about letting go of all of who he was and letting go of all of our expectations and our attachments, and knowing the beautiful, peaceful essence that can come over us when we do that and into that surrendering space. When she got that, and it was so difficult for her, but when she got it and she could step away, everything shifted. Everything.
Right.
And, you know, all my sisters and my stepmom were there, and, you know, everyone was loving and supporting. It was a beautiful thing. It really, really was. But with my sisters, my sister has always had a very close energetic attachment to my dad. And when that shifted, everything shifted. It was just this, it was kind of like this domino effect. It was really beautiful.
And I love that. And it really, we are really at this level talking about the portal of consciousness at such a deep energetic level. Because as long as your sister is resonating, and I use that term specifically, with her attachment to her relationship to her father, the father, even in the state of in his passing, is going to be receiving the energy of this attachment to him. And this is this energetic exchange, which is part of the conditions that we're discussing. That energetic exchange inhibits his letting go, his passing. And so the hospice people who do this for a living are aware of this. And so they make, after you make your move, the physical move from the bed to the recliner, and they pick up on that, they feel now safe and secure in suggesting that everybody come out from the space. Because what they want to see is this, if you will, energetic disconnect to the strings of attachment. And those strings are holding, are keeping, in this case, your father, from letting go and from passing. And that movement led your sister to make this decision. And then it's through that portal that the strings are removed, and perhaps we might even say are resolved, right?
Yeah, resolution, resolved is a good word. My sister, in her role as daughter and holding him in his role as father, that even, you're right, even in his incoherent state, there was the attachment, the strings were there. And the hospice nurse, she was brilliant. I love her. She was amazing. And she even used those words. She was getting creative consciousness by being there. She used the words roles. So she said, your dad doesn't need you to be a daughter and a wife right now, you know? And she invited us to step outside of the physical space, but she also invited us to step outside of our roles from that limited, finite self that we're talking about, the bifurcated nature and these roles that we've played in this lifetime, to really step out of that realm and into the portal of the infinite and eternal and our essential selves. So she used those words. She said, you know, it doesn't serve your dad to hear the wife and the daughter in this moment, and invited us to step outside of that. And wow, you know,
that's really, really beautiful. And that, you know, we, at that point, you know, we take our hats off and bow deeply to the hospice personnel and the deep compassion, and then beyond that, the deep awareness of how to create the conditions, right, that allows for this resolution to occur. And that's their job. If you can imagine what a job, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They do that every day.
Yeah, and you know, that awareness was it was so acute. It was just it became a part of who she was. It was so beautiful to just watch her in that time. And she literally was walking between these worlds and was in touch with all of it. It was really a beautiful thing to watch.
That's great. That's really great. So here it is. This is the portal of consciousness. It is the portal of consciousness is there for all of us in any point, in any time. And the portal of consciousness is the set of conditions that you find yourself in that constantly produces the opportunity to choose. And the things that you're choosing are the choices that result in the resolutions within your own consciousness. And these resolutions are based on letting go of your attachments to the specific roles and the functions that we've been told are the way to approach our position in life. Mm. You know, so ultimately in your sister's case, she had to be told that she didn't need to be a daughter anymore. That was not a functional, it was not a positive resonance at that moment. The daughter function was actually inhibiting the passing of the sacred father.
I want to reflect on her experience just a little bit more and expand on it right after the break, because it was a huge momentous shift for her, and I think it's really beautiful. It's worth sharing. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a little bit more of this story.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for staying with us today. We've been visiting with David Eisen about my experience of the portal of consciousness over the last couple of weeks, and especially last week. And before we finish with that story, I just want to remind you, you can go to thedrjulieshow.com to stay connected with us. And also, if you want to read the blog that I wrote, a couple different blogs, yeah, say hi. And we'll finish the conversation there, continue it there. Anyway, David, you're with me still. And we were talking right before the break about how powerful that experience was for my sister. And I would have loved to have her on as a guest. I should have invited her. I know she'll be listening to the show and smiling on our conversation because it was a very important time for her as well, all three of my sisters. But with my sister, when... before she made the choice, like we're talking about this portal of consciousness now, before she really shifted energetically and could make that choice to see what was really happening, she was in her own place, hence the attachment, the limited self that we're talking about. She was in her own place of really pain and suffering and resistance. And over the next several days after my father passed, she really had to process a lot of things, but when she came to this place of knowing of really what we're talking about on today's show today, it's as if this warm blanket of presence just wrapped around her, and she just found so much peace in that. And I think she's feeling more connected to my dad, now, in this moment. Yesterday we had a memorial service for him. We had the house was full of 50 people, and we were laughing and we were having fun, and we were grieving and doing that too. But as family from out of town came and gathered, and we had all of this time together, she continued to talk about feeling that presence. She was so connected and feeling it in a much more cosmic way. And that in itself gave her so much peace. The attachment to that identity of that bifurcated nature really resolved. It was gone. And she was feeling so much connection with my dad.
I'm very happy to hear that. And I would want to comment about the word that's coming to my mind right now is holistic, is W-H-O-L, holistic, as opposed to an individuated identity resonance, for lack of a better term. So what we see here is a glorious example of an individual making a choice, which in this case is the choice to let go of the daughter role and the attachments therein. And as that is, as that resolution occurs, the relation, the connection between the two individuals, the father and the daughter, moves forward and becomes holistic in this way. So it transcends these, if you will, these sort of prescribed relational forms of the father and the daughter, and it enters into a much more global connection. And that global connection, which is what allowed the father to pass, and then through the passing, based on the allowance, based on the resolution, now in real life down here in three-dimensional land, your sister gets to experience that global connection outside of herself, if for lack of a better term. That again is the portal of consciousness. It's the portal is the place where where there's an opening, and the opening leads to a interconnected, holistic, dare I say it, you know, holographic vision of what was previously just a three-dimensional, relationally conformed energetic dynamic. And the portal is the opening to the next level of awareness, which is accessible by choosing, by making the choices that lead you through that. And it seems like, Julie, that almost all of these choices that lead you through that have to do with the decisions, i.e. here's the choices, and then you make decisions, and those decisions lead to the resolution, and the resolutions lead to letting go, and the thing that you let go of are the attachments that are based upon relational definitions, you know, like father, daughter, et cetera. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we're talking about really transcending those prescribed relational forms, I think you said,
yes.
Of those roles of father and daughter. And, you know, we talked about this a couple months ago with Comet Ice and, you know, literally being this separate thing and literally integrated into the sun. And that portal, that opening for all of us to step through, did lead to a resolution. And in it, you know, here we're talking about death, and I know it's hard for some people to hear this without the pain, and we only have a couple more minutes of the show, but literally that in itself and moving through that pain and leading to that resolution and letting go created so much healing and created more wholeness in the five of us that were here. It was bittersweet. It was incredibly beautiful. And yet this portal of consciousness, peace, as we move forward, I think it's really important for all of us to really understand this on a deeper level, because the healing did occur and continues to occur moment by moment as we continue to move forward, and a very definitive resolution occurred.
Yeah, and I think that we are learning something through these experiences, the comet and the resolutions therein, and then you and this thing that we're discussing here, and then my relationship to my father, as I leave my home in Ojai to go and be with my 92-year-old father, who's on his journey, and I'm electing to be with him. And at this moment, I leave on Sunday, and These are very real decisions. That's what the portal is. It's not something that you just automatically go through. It really is creative consciousness. You have to choose to go through it, like you chose to move from the bed to the reclining chair. And that was all fueled by your understanding of the need to let go.
That
thing is you stepping through the portal by choosing to do an action, you know, by doing, creating an action that was a result of your choice to do so.
This is all a beautiful choice. I hope we can continue this conversation again, because we are out of time, and it was a beautiful show. But thank you, David, for this conversation. It is a choice. It is a practice. It is a state of mind, and it is a beautiful journey. I'm going to invite you all to join us in continuing this journey. We'll see you right back here next week. Bye for now.
Listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.